Kamala Harris reverts back to dictator messaging on Trump after insulting Gold Star families. By Hannah Knudsen on September 2, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris is reverting back to dictator messaging on former President Donald Trump, seemingly attempting to switch the narrative after trashing 13 Gold Star families on Saturday. "We won't let him," Harris wrote on X on Sunday alongside a photo of Trump with a caption reading, "Donald Trump vows to be a dictator on day one." Harris's statement is a complete falsehood, as Trump has continually championed America First policies and the American worker over globalism and foreigners. Trump even addressed this narrative in December 2023, when Democrats were still championing President Joe Biden as their competent, mentally strong candidate of choice to run against Trump in 2024. "I want to go back to this one issue, though, because the media has been focused on this and attacking you, under no circumstances. You are promising America tonight. You would never abuse power as retribution against anybody?" Sean Hannity asked Trump in an interview. "Except for day one," Trump replied. When asked what that means, Trump essentially said that he would take executive actions on his first day in office to undo some of the damage unleashed by the Biden-Harris administration. "I want to close the border and I want to drill, drill, drill," Trump explained. That's not retribution. I got it," Hannity replied before Trump elaborated further. I'm going to be, you know, he keeps, "We love this guy. He says, 'You're not going to be a dictator, are you?' I said, 'No, no, no, other than day one. We're closing the border and we're drilling, drilling, drilling. After that, I'm not a dictator," Trump added. Curiously, Harris conveniently chose to resurrect the Trump is a dictator narrative a single day after trashing Gold Star families, accusing them of essentially serving as a prop for political purposes. Watch, Afghanistan Gold Star father, Biden failed. On every level, prioritized looking good, leaving on September 11. Her statement came in response to Trump visiting Arlington National Cemetery to honor the 13 fallen service members who were killed during the Biden-Harris administration's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. Trump, in turn, shared a joint statement from Misty Fuoco, the sister of Marine Corps Sergeant Nicole G. Cheryl Jules, the aunt of G. Christy Shamblin, the mother-in-law of G. Mark Schmitz, the father of Marine Corps Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz, Jacqueline Schmitz, the stepmother of Schmitz, Herman Lopez, the father of Marine Corps Corporal Hunter Lopez, Jim McCollum, the father of Marine Corps Lance Corporal Riley McCollum, Steve Nikui, the father of Marine Corps Lance Corporal Kareem Nikui, Coral Doolittle, the mother of Marine Corps Corporal Humberto Sanchez, Darren Hoover, the father of Marine Corps Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover, and Kelly Barnett, the mother of Hoover, dismissing Harris's critique and stating that she disgracefully twisted this sacred moment into a political ploy. "We, the families of the brave service members who were tragically killed in the Abbey Gate bombing, are appalled by Vice President Kamala Harris' recent attempts to politicize President Trump's visit to Arlington National Cemetery," the statement read in part. "President Trump was invited by us, the Gold Star families, to attend the solemn ceremonies commemorating the three-year anniversary of our children's deaths," the statement continued. "He was there to honor their sacrifice, yet Vice President Harris has disgracefully twisted this sacred moment into a political ploy."